Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, a cold Wednesday morning with lots of lake effect snow that's made it all the way over to the Berkshires. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. It was a little rough coming over about 2:30 in the morning, and there was a substantial amount of snow, 2 inches or so, I would say, on the ground as I came over through the back roads in Massachusetts, and it certainly bears watching for anybody who intends to do that. But there is a way to get warm, of course, and that is to put your money into the lockbox. We have this beautiful lockbox. It's a real lockbox. If you take a field trip to WAMC, you'll see it. But you can do it at WAMC.org, and you can save this station. And you know, David, that's been the mantle of this place from the very beginning when we had nothing. We're still one fun drive away from extinction. And if people love it, they'll do what they can. And you should see the money pouring in. There's over $350,000
wow,
in the lockbox now. We're going to $500,000. If we can get to $500,000 in the next 2.5 weeks, we will end up getting $25,000, which is incredibly generous from the Spitzer Foundation and our friend Elliot Spitzer.
And if you're generous and you give at least $100, you'll get a little gift?
You will. You'll get the gorgeous, and I do mean gorgeous. It's huge.
Wow, look at this.
You
thing.
Could carry yourself around in it. WAMC bag on one side, big, big letters, WAMC, Northeast Public Radio, and on the other side, the symbol of our authority, the lockbox.
And you'll help the environment at the same time.
Go to WAMC.org and just say pledge now, and you'll see how we're doing this.
Well, President Obama talked about how he's been doing over the course of his presidency yesterday and the State of the Union, as well as other things. Tell us what you think about it.
Well, I saw the speech. He was upbeat, putting a historical flourish on the end of his career, and he was saying that he had brought us out of the worst economic situation in a long, long time. He talked about how, you know, a couple of guys in the back of pickup trucks in garages making terrible trouble who have to be basically dealt with is nothing compared to the sovereignty and the might of the United States, and the tremendous cheers. He said, you know, this is the greatest country in the world by far, he said, and he was right, of course. CNN did an analysis in which real-time people were saying what they thought of the speech. Not surprisingly, the Democrats loved it. The independents were in the middle, and he did quite well. And then the Republicans, of course, didn't like it.
Let's head to New York State. Of course, the State of the State message is today. It'll be aired live here on WAMC at 12:30 p.m., and you will be sitting, I believe, with Mike Spain from the Times Union.
That's great. He's the best, of course, and really knows his stuff and has been around for a long time and understands all that goes on. David, as I have said many times before these microphones lately, this is not the same Andrew Cuomo who came in. This is an Andrew Cuomo who is watching his P's and Q's, who is extremely aware of the specter of Preet Bharara, looking not only at the end of the Moreland Act Commission, where he says there isn't enough evidence, interesting words, isn't enough evidence to do legal proceedings against the governor, but also looking at the way in which the Cuomo people raise money and looking at the so-called Buffalo Billions out there in Buffalo, New York. Anyway, the governor is now classic FDR mode. Let's build everything we can. Let's get this state back going. Subways, rails, Tappan Zee Bridge, roads. This is the new Andrew, as opposed to the old Andrew, who used to say, taxpayers, you got to pay for it. Well, I got news for you. They're saying it's going to be $100 billion when you add up all these projects. Somebody's got to pay for that. Probably be borrowing and probably be the taxpayers.
Will we hear about ethics reform?
We will. If you were Governor Cuomo and you wanted to keep the wolf from the door, you would make sure that you were doing everything you could. Now, the Cuomo approach in the past has been to trade things like control of the Senate to the Republicans by ending the Moreland Act Commission and doing these other things for a half yes, yes, yes solution to ethics, which, of course, was nothing of the kind. As I've said 1,000,000,000 times, hey, you want to stop this nonsense, put term limits on legislators and give the people of the state initiative and referendum. So what's happening is legislators, of course, are coming up with half-baked ideas like recall. Well, yes, but recall isn't enough now. Too late for that. Let's go all the way and make sure that the kind of thievery we have seen in the legislature is put to a halt.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. WAMC.org now to be with us.
You said it, David. That is so important. We can't go on otherwise.